This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, commemorating the battle above Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But first...
I didn't know them, the people who died there or the people who came to the rescue and died there. The thousands upon thousands of them. I knew them not at all. But I counted on them. They were of my city.
E.L. Doctorow is the award-winning author of Ragtime, World's Fair, Billy Bathgate, and City of God. That's from his latest work, Lamentation, 9/11, a collection of his thoughts coupled with the photographs of David Finn. E.L. Doctorow is a native New Yorker. He spoke with us a year ago, just after the attacks on his hometown, and he joins us now from the studios of member station WLIU in Southampton, New York.
These are secular passages of mourning in the nature of a lamentation. Lamentation is a formal literary expression that you find in the Bible.
Struck by another line you write in this book, if I may read it, we understood that we may only grudgingly accept our differences, but in this city there are no infidels, no Philistines, and no eternally damned.
Yes, that God is finally a private matter, our own business, no one else's, which gets to the point of things, doesn't it, that basically, as I think I mentioned the last time we spoke, there's a difference here between the ancient writings, a conflict between the ancient writings, which have holy credential, and the writings of the contemporary world, which do not. And there are those people, radical fundamentalists, who subscribe to one book whose author is God in their mind. Mm-hmm. And anything else is a blasphemy, basically. Suffering isn't necessarily a moral endowment, but if those to whom evil is done do evil, if radical fundamentalism arises from the despair of modernism, its failures, its social sicknesses, its blatant exclusions, clearly the solution we have to apply is from modernism as well, because there are no religious remedies for the secular disease of want and disenfranchisement. There are only secular remedies. So I think apart from any moral imperative we might have to ease suffering and alleviate injustice around the world, that may also be the only practical course for the modernist societies.
Mm. Mr. Doctor, in this book, in the last few pages, the way they've laid it out is almost startling. You begin a paragraph, an entreaty in a sense, addressed to Killer. It's in bold-faced major letters. Mm. I think a lot of people have seen the destruction in New York and Washington and the wreckage in Pennsylvania and maybe over the months have taken on the idea that it was some kind of hurricane that smacked all the planes down. You can forget that there were specific people involved to launch that operation. And then you bring that back to us with addressing Killer.
Yes, this comes at the end of the lamentation. It says, Killer, when in your malignity and in the evil illusion of your righteousness you did this hideous damned thing, our thousands of dead were transfigured, and in their names and numbers they stand now for our democracy, so that even as we mourn them, we know that they are our endowment. You see, terrorism today may be a word that will come to describe not merely the stateless, or if state-sponsored, random acts of murder and destruction directed against political democracies as it does now, but it may come to refer to an alliance of theocratic despotisms confronting us as critically as Lenin's communism or Hitler's fascism confronted us in the last century. So, yes, I think the dead are our endowment, our richness, our faith.
E.L. Doctorow, the novelist, author, most recently, he wrote the text for the new book, Lamentation 9/11. Of course, he's a New Yorker. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.